Pamela Hughes, making sense of Obamacare in Arizona. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, and let's jump right in and give you that 1045 KTAR rewards code. We'll make it health today. Health. You enter health at rewards.ktar.com and get your code there. We've been spending the entire hour talking about Obamacare, pluses, minuses, challenges, success. There seem to be a lot more challenges than successes, to say the least, or a lot more negatives than there are positives. It's even difficult to find people to talk positively about it who appear to be even in favor of it.
Yeah, but we've got Dr. Terry Simpson, one of our chief medical explanationists, who is waiting for us right now on the KTAR Newsmaker line, who likes Obamacare, who sees the value of it. And Doc, I want to bring you back into the conversation here. What changes, though, would you propose, as somebody who's on the front lines of the medical field here, what changes would you propose to make Obamacare better here in Arizona?
Well, it would be nice if we could get more insurance companies to enter that particular marketplace. They've chosen not to. Some incentives, you know, Aetna, for example, withdrew, but Aetna makes the majority of their money not on private insurance, but they make the majority of their money on Medicare and Medicaid products. So for Aetna then to take one part of government-subsidized medicine and get out and leave people hanging is kind of bad. Insurance companies have an oligopoly. They squeeze doctors, they squeeze hospitals, they make a lot of profits for themselves. I think we ought to start looking at regulating insurance companies like we regulate utility companies. High deductibles aren't fun for anybody. I just tweeted out that when my son was born 6 years ago, and I have great insurance, first thing I had to come up with when I walked in and admitted my wife to the hospital was $3,000. Glad I took my son home because they wouldn't keep him, but, you know... And I understand when he's a teenager, there's still a no-return policy. So there's a lot of work that has to be done, getting people into some way where they can afford insurance. But the other thing is it's not just coverage. It's how physicians relate to their patients. Expanding coverage by itself doesn't always necessitate better health care. We also have to demand better services from our physicians.
All right. Also joining us right now in the studio, presenting the other side from the medical community perspective on Obamacare, is Dr. Jeffrey Singer. Doctor, what changes would you propose to Obamacare to make it better here in Arizona?
Well, Terry,
hold on one second. Hey, Mello. There we go.
Well, Terry, good to talk to you. I haven't seen you in a while. I love you, Terry, but I think you're still fixated on this idea of plastic cards. I just finished explaining a little while ago, we do already have insurance companies regulated like utilities. They're told that they have to take everybody regardless of pre-existing condition and can't charge any differently. If our auto insurance had that, then I wouldn't buy auto insurance. I wait to get in an accident and call from the scene, hello, State Farm, I'd like some auto insurance right now. And you know what it would cost? The cost of replacing my car. So that's what's happening. The answer is not to have more plastic cards. The answer is to have more direct involvement between the patient and the provider, a real marketplace. We got to get to a point where health insurance is just like auto insurance and homeowners insurance and all other kinds of insurance, where it's there for the catastrophic, unpredictable events. But 90% of healthcare transactions are not catastrophic and unpredictable. They're routine, maintenance, everyday kind of things. Like, look, for example, look at fields where you don't have the third party wedged between the consumer and the producer.
Elective surgery.
There's advertising. Prices go down. LASIK eye surgery, when it first came out, was $5,000. Now it's a few hundred dollars. And you get all these bells and whistles, and they're advertising. Dentistry, sometimes dentists advertise, and they have coupons in the newspaper. That's where healthcare could be. But because we've taken a third party, and to me it doesn't matter whether that third party is a government third party like Medicare or Medicaid or an insurance company that's highly regulated by the government. When there's a third party that comes between the consumer and the producer, then the producers are negotiating with a third party, not with the consumer. And the consumer is left out of the equation. And that's why we have this spiraling healthcare costs.
That's Dr. Jeffrey Singer. Dr. Terry Simpson is on the phone with us as well. Dr. Simpson, why shouldn't the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, or whatever version of government involvement insurance, why shouldn't it be more like car insurance?
Well, we have to look at what the models are that we have out there. When you look at the models around the country, the better, or around the world, You know, health care per capita in France is less than it is in the United States. It's less than it is in Sweden in the United States. It's less in Canada than the United States. And they have better metrics than we do. There isn't a good marketplace system out there. You know, people often cite Singapore as a marketplace, but they're 80% government subsidized. They have a huge mandate for what they have to take out, and Singapore's in trouble now. They've reached out to us. So it's not a simple thing. It's not as simple as going to a marketplace. There are a lot of places in healthcare where it can be marketplace, and that's fine. I mean, 20% of my patients pay cash, but I think it's one of those things where I agree we do have to have a catastrophic coverage. I agree that routine maintenance stuff should be something that you pay for yourself. I don't have any disagreements with them at all, but I think that the health insurance companies are kind of the things that have driven up healthcare costs in here, not so much government intervention, because their cost per capita is less with sicker patients.
It strikes me that, and by the way, thanks to both of our doctors, that we kind of, in an effort to keep everyone happy in Obamacare, in an effort to appeal to many different constituencies, we ended up with something in the middle that no one's really happy with.
Yeah, and it costs a lot of money.
Patients, doctors, insurance companies, everybody feels a certain level of pain, some more than others.
And we're feeling a lot of pain right here in Arizona with the rate increases that we've been seeing.
116%?
Well, between 50 and 75 with the premium plans that they've got right now.
Dr. Singer, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Dr. Simpson, thank you for being there. Obamacare, it's not going away. And that's, we had to start with the assumption that, you know what? The political will is not there.